From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Belgian police in search of bombing suspect. Authorities in Brussels are now searching for another suspect in connection with Tuesday's deadly terrorist attacks at the Brussels airport and a subway station near the European Union headquarters. The latest suspect was spotted on surveillance footage holding a large bag while standing next to the suicide bomber who carried out the attack on a metro train at the Maelbeek station. Police are still looking for a third man captured on video walking through the airport next to the bombers who killed themselves carrying out the attack at the departure terminal at the airport. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Brussels on Friday to formally express the condolences of the United States for the loss of life in Tuesday's attacks. Vice President Joe Biden visited the Belgian embassy in Washington yesterday.
On behalf of the president, I can say that we are prepared to provide any and all information, capability, technology, anything we have that can be value-added to their fight.
In the meantime, French Prime Minister Manuel Valls called on the European Parliament to act on authorizing a passenger name record for Europe. Senegalese voters approved a controversial constitutional referendum voting over 60% yes on cutting the presidential term from 7 to 5 years, but the referendum suffered from a low voter turnout of less than 40% of those registered. Vote also limits the age of presidential candidates to 75 and allows independents to run. Authorities in southern Afghanistan say that at least 7 police officers were killed in a suspected insider attack in southern Kandahar province. The early morning incident Thursday happened at a security outpost in the district of Arghandab. This is VOA News. European